Benison FM presents Aches and Pains, a short play by Steve Dobson.
Morning, Fred. Lovely day outside.
Is it?
Well, you're in a foul mood, I see. Now it's changed, then.
All right, likely.
Have you come to see Doctor?
No, I've come to buy a pound of pork chops. Of course I've come here to see Doctor.
The old problem again, is it?
You mean?
Aye.
No.
What then? Why have you come to see Vet, then?
Well, you must know. I've come with my stomach.
Aye, well, you'd be hard-pressed to come without it. Is it, excessive wind? Because if you have...
I know. Get a kite.
Is it wind?
No. Look, if you must know, it's my stomach. Or my heart. Or both. Heck, I don't know. That's why I've come to see him.
What do you mean, stomach or heart?
Well, when I eat bread, it gets stuck. And then I get this pain right up the middle of my chest. Like a heart attack.
Oh, myocardial infarction.
Bless you.
No, that's what they call it. A heart attack, doctors.
Oh, aye. How do you know, clever clogs?
Well, I used to do some first aid when I were younger. At work. Bit of a medical man.
Get away. You gave out aspirin and stuck plasters on cuts, that's all. Medical man. More like a quack. You've heard them words off telly. Casualty or Olby.
No. First aid.
Oh, of course.
Anyway, I get that as well, you know.
What?
Pain in my chest. When I eat. It's acid reflex. Course. I've got it really bad, you know.
Let me guess. You've had 3 attacks this morning already.
How did you... actually, no. Just the one.
Eating your toast over the morning paper, were you?
Aye, but I get it with everything. Toast, coffee, tea, rice, spuds, meat, the lot.
Doesn't stop you eating, though.
Oh, it does.
Still carrying that extra 4 stone of blubber around with you, I see.
What? No, that's muscle. Can't lose weight, me. It's my metabolism.
Your what?
It's my metabolism. No good going on a diet. Weight just stays there.
It will on 15 pints a day.
No, I don't drink that much anymore. Not since the
acid reflux, George?
No, the gallstones.
You had gallstones?
Oh, have I had gallstones? Bad it was. So much pain in my back.
Not in your gallbladder?
No. In my back. That's where they go, your gallstones.
Your back?
Back, yeah. They circle around your gallbladder, pop into your stomach, do a quick spin to your kidneys, and then thunk, straight into your spine.
Those sods get around, don't they?
Not little, Fred. Not little. Size of golf balls they were. Bigger.
Table tennis balls. Squash balls.
Couldn't squash them. Agony they were. No, these were like snooker balls, hard as rock.
Ricocheting from pocket to pocket, George.
You're not kidding, mate. Torture. Worst pain I've ever felt.
I've had backache. Sciatica.
Not a patch on gallstones, Fred. Not a patch.
How do you fix them, George?
Well, 2 came out on their own. Au naturel, you might say. Can't tell you how that felt, zooming around my guts like 2 torpedoes they were, up and down my duodenum.
That sounds painful.
Well, it was. And then, an operation to take my gallbladder out.
Keyhole surgery.
Was it, Eck? Them things were so big they had to cut a barn door out in my stomach to get them out. Then they didn't want to leave.
And got attached to you, did they?
You could say that. They took that much away. I was nearly half a man.
Made up for it since.
Oh, not me. Still not eating right. Can't touch sugar.
You fancy a sweet? I've got some humbugs on me.
I shouldn't really.
Are you sure?
Aye.
Okay then, I'll eat them.
Oh, go on then. Twist my arm.
Not much twisting needed, lad.
Mind. Mind I shouldn't, you know.
What? Eat sweets?
Yeah, bad for your teeth.
Thought you had dentures.
Oh, yeah. Still, better than that barium meal last week.
What's that?
A barium meal last week, I'd went down to Barnsley Hospital for it.
Oh, aye? What was that like?
Well, you'll never guess what happened.
Probably not. Tell me.
Well, when I got there, they told me to go behind a screen and get undressed.
So? It's a hospital. What's wrong with that?
They wanted a sample.
And?
Well, I told him, you're giving me something, not the other way round. And you know, she said, you're George Ames, aren't you? Come for your vasectomy. It's not funny. She was serious. I said to her, come on, love, I'm 70 years old. Why would I want that doing at my age?
What did she say?
I can't repeat it in public, but she said, you know, fellas do strange things sometimes, you know.
Tell me about it. What about your burying meal?
Bit of an anticlimax after all that excitement, actually. They gave me something to drink when they tilted me up and down on a bed.
That was to see if you leaked.
No idea. She wouldn't tell me. Said I needed to see my doctor. I said it was the doctor who sent me in the first place. Why would I want to see him again?
True. So why come?
Well, it's my brain.
Coming to see if you got one?
No, it's all them aches and pains. They think it's my brain.
What, you got a massive headache that's causing all this? Subdural hematoma? Oh, I know. You're imagining it.
Nobody imagines this much pain, mate. Why would I imagine all this pain?
For attention.
Attention?
Exactly.
So, like, if I see the doctor, I feel better, I lose all my aches and pains.
That's right. It's called hypochondriolitis.
Really? And you think I've got that?
Possibly. How many times have you seen the doctor?
Ooh, 4 or 5 times.
This year?
Oh, no, this week.
Does it do any good?
Well, he usually checks my heart.
See if you got one.
He takes my pulse and blood pressure.
See if it's pumping.
And he listens to my breathing.
Checking you're still alive.
Well, then he gives me some pills.
What pills? Ibuprofen? Aspirin?
No, these are special pills. He makes these up himself. They got a weird name. Placebo or something.
Has he told you what's wrong with you then, George?
No, not yet.
He's waiting for the right time.
What? You don't mean... How long have I got, do you think?
Don't get all melodramatic on me.
But you just said...
He doesn't know.
What?
He's no idea what's wrong with you. You know why?
No, why?
He's useless.
He's useless?
That's right, George. In fact, I don't know why I bother coming here myself. Never cured me of anything. Still got that skin tag on my neck from 15 years ago. Does he do out? No. Says I'll grow out of it. He's useless, he is.
Well, I think you're right, Fred.
How's that?
Well, I said you're right, Fred. No all, no nout.
Told you, George. Shall we go out of here, then?
Aye, why not?
Fancy a pint?
I fancy several. Given me a thirst, that has. Waiting round in that waiting room. Dry air, you know. I think it sets my asthma off.
Well, I happen to know that the wagon is open early today, Pensioners' Day.
Oh, what are we waiting for, then?
After you.
George Ames, the surgery one, please. George Ames, surgery one.
Aches and Pains was written by Steve Dobson, with voices from Andrew Milner and Brian Robinson. Technical direction from Brian Robinson. Produced by Steve Dobson for Penistone FM.